The race isn't over yet. There are still ballots that need to be counted. But Tiffany Caban has a strong chance of becoming the next Queens District Attorney, upsetting the Democratic establishment's own choice, Melinda Katz. This is just the latest of several political insurgencies in the borough in recent months. WNYC's Arun Venugopal explains how Queens became the center of the nation's progressive movement.
Tiffany Caban's showing in the DA's race is just the latest in a string of progressive milestones in Queens. A few months earlier, a grassroots uprising formed against Amazon, the world's biggest corporation, forcing the company to abandon its huge development deal in Long Island City. Months before that, a relative unknown, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, defeated Congressman Joe Crowley, at the time, one of the most powerful Democrats in the country.
Every person out here this evening changed America tonight. Yeah!
However, the progressive surge arguably first appeared on February 3rd, 2018. That night, temperatures dipped down to 16 degrees, but hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the Jewish Center in Jackson Heights for hours to unleash their fury and say, "We live here." The object of their anger was State Senator Jose Peralta, who quietly joined the Independent Democratic Conference, a group of Democrats who often voted with Republicans in the state legislature. 1 year into the Trump era, this was no longer tenable. Peralta was defeated in the primary by a community organizer, Jessica Ramos, and she traces the origins of this movement back even further to the days of Occupy Wall Street in 2011. At the time, occupiers in Queens came together at that same Jewish center in Jackson Heights.
And it was folks from every corner of the planet who really were feeling already like change needed to come.
That they were deserving of respect.
That there was really no reason to malign us for being people of color, for being gay.
For being an immigrant.
For being a person with a disability even. And we managed to create, I think, a progressive agenda.
Meaning the belief that government should help bring about a more equitable society. That idea motivated the fight against Amazon's heavily subsidized move into Long Island City. Ramos says many of those volunteers moved over to support Caban. And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez endorsed Caban and the money started coming in.
Because before that, it was really shoestring. There was no money.
Nuala O'Doherty is the policy director of Amplify Her, and she worked on the campaigns for Ocasio-Cortez, Ramos, and Caban. She says the donations helped the Caban campaign invest in T-shirts for its volunteers and flyers in different languages, not just English and Spanish, but Chinese and Korean, Bengali and French Creole. Tenants' rights attorney Shaker Krishnan volunteered for Caban to get the vote out on Election Day.
What really impacted my wife and me was to see how many South Asian families whose doors we knocked, who told us we already voted and we voted for Tiffany.
Bangladeshi Muslims voting for Caban, a self-described queer Latinx candidate, even though there was also a South Asian candidate on the ballot, prosecutor Mina Malik. Of course, not all communities of color voted for Caban. For instance, middle-class black neighborhoods in Southeast Queens went for Melinda Katz. Still, how did Queens, of all places, become the capital of Blue America? Shannon Stagman is with Empire State Indivisible, and she has a theory. Queens is defined by newcomers. They are reconciling the ground reality of this nation with the promise of it.
They haven't felt for a long time that the politicians who run their borough are speaking to them.
But in the past 2 years, a flock of political newcomers have emerged from these communities who recognize that.
Who want to reach out and want to connect with them. And that is a revelation to people who have really felt unseen and unheard.
And what's happening in Queens is being closely observed by Democratic operatives across the country. Mike Lux worked in the Clinton White House and is president of American Family Voices in D.C.
I think it's hugely significant. I think the question now is, does this new progressive upsurge and these new progressive leaders coming out of places like New York City, do they then translate to the rest of the country?
The 2020 presidential campaign is now ramping up, so we're about to find out. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.